everyone, a spiritual principle you can take to the bank where Jesus wants to show you mercy, where he wants to draw you and show you mercy and heal you. That which is against us inflicts in the heart fear to go to that place. Where Jesus is trying to draw us, to show us mercy and heal us, the enemy says, you got to be scared of that place. Don't go there. That's what the cross is all about. The cross is the place where Jesus heals us, frees us. But the enemy makes us scared to go there so we don't encounter mercy. Because if we encounter mercy, if we encounter Jesus' goodness, he frees us. We see this very dynamic in the first reading with Moses, the great spiritual director. Yahweh is freeing his people from slavery. He's freeing his people from slavery, but they're scared. And when we're in this situation, all our spiritual energy can be around not actually being healed, but an escape route. As opposed to going to this place and Jesus showing you don't need to be afraid of it. So we see here the people of Israel crying out to God out of fear, not faith. And Moses says this, fear not, stand your ground, and you will see the victory the Lord will win for you today. Don't run from this place. All you got to do is be there and be still. Don't try to escape. A young priest can have fear in his heart about what's going to happen if I give mediocre homilies. And so all his spiritual energy is about, I need good homilies because I don't want to go to that place where I'm mediocre. But you know, after 20 years of giving a couple hundred mediocre homilies, you don't have to be afraid. God loves me there. Jesus actually pours love where I'm poor. And so I don't need to be afraid of that anymore. Do we stay there? Or is our spiritual energy around this? It's like dealing with conflict or avoiding it. Another great example of this in my life, and I think in many men's lives who are chosen for the priesthood, and you lay people have the same thing, it's just a different flavor. Being drawn into the priesthood, thinking he wants me to be a priest, and I want signs to make sure. But you know what it was? I didn't need a sign. I needed to simply admit I was scared of being alone. And all my give me a sign was avoiding being alone. But when he enabled me to stay there and say, Jesus, I'm afraid if you draw me into the priesthood, I'm going to be alone. And his response was, so you don't think I can do what a creature can? That somehow I can't fulfill the desires of your heart? Who made it? And so in staying there, he shows that he alone is enough. And so now I don't need to be afraid of losing anybody. Do we stay with Jesus where he can heal? Let us ask him to show us those places. Christ, we thank you. Help us to stay with you, to not run, to be there, to not flee, so we can receive your mercy.